Walking up the bottom of Raven's Roost Trail, I can feel the heat and smell the fuel from 19-year-old Dustin Galaktionov's torch as he burns the vegetation along the edges of the path. It's a warm day for Petersburg, nearly 70 with the sun overhead and little breeze. With the open flame, it's even warmer, but Galaktionov seems unfazed in his long-sleeved shirt, pants, and extra tufts.
I've been helping them, yeah, clear trails and pick out, you know, weeds and other invasive plants, and so far it's been quite fun.
Galaktionov recently started working with a small crew tasked with controlling invasive plants and sprucing up trails around Mitkoff Island this summer.
Do you see if you look, they start to hook out?
Mm-hmm. That's 16-year-old Leanne Lapiri. She's showing me how to tell a native plant apart from an invasive one. We're looking at the roots of a buttercup.
Yeah, that's how you know if it's this one's native. The other ones just grow in like little spikes.
Lapiri is part of a team built through a collaboration between Petersburg Indian Association, the Petersburg Borough, and the U.S. Forest Service. Funding for the project came from both the state and from PIA. Project organizer Joni Johnson, a botanist with the U.S. Forest Service, says funding sources helped determine where work would be done. The state funding means more work is focused on areas near state lands.
So, you know, that kind of covers the borough trails. And that's really what that grant was used for. And then with Bureau of Indian Association grant monies, you know, it's kind of transportation line. But it works, and PIA has agreements with both state and Forest Service to be able to work in these lands. And so there it was kind of, these are developed rec sites that community members use.
They started working last month at Man-Made Hole Lake, 20 miles south of town, before starting on Raven's Roost. The project will last through the end of July. The most common weed they've seen so far is reed canary grass, which has greenish-purple seeds on top.
This is reed canary.
Yeah.
And do you guys know, like, why is this invasive? Does it just take over, or...?
It starts to take over a lot, and the reason why they're invasive is because they weren't here before, like, I guess people started coming here. So, like, the boats and stuff like that, like, importing stuff, brought them here, mm-hmm. and it's, like, affecting... I guess the wildlife, and they get near the streams, then it affects the plants around there, and then it affects what the fish are eating.
That's one of the three invasives Johnson considers a priority, along with Japanese knotweed and orange hawkweed.
It has that beautiful orange flower, and it loves the roadsides, but it's actually spreading up into muskegs, and it's spreading into harvested areas. So, and that one, it's a dirty player. It has basically plant chemical warfare where it secretes chemicals in the soil that prevent other plants from growing.
Beyond those three priority plants, the team has a whole booklet with photos of weeds they might need to pull. Here's 15-year-old Holly Davis.
There's two types of buttercups, native and non-native. So we pull the non-native, and then there's daisies and hawkweed, which is... like a orange type of flower with a black like stem, and those ones are really hard. And dandelions are also pretty common.
Physically, removing invasive plants is not the easiest summer job in town. In fact, Lapiri says it's really tiring.
You have to squat, you have to pick them up, and you have to, like, stay in, like, the squat position and cut all of it, because we're up here on the Raven's Roost Trail. We're not allowed to use the weed whacker because the seeds will spread everywhere and it'll just grow more than after a while.
Lapiri and supervisor Jeanette Phillips are kneeling on the side of the gravel path wearing knee pads. In the heat under the sun, the two glisten with sweat. They're pulling up weeds with root pullers and raking them into piles to bags to take to composting.
You get it underneath it, and it pops up.
Lapiri says last year, soil was put down along the trail here, and that led to more unwanted grass in the area.
They didn't check to see what was in the soil, so everything started growing, all the grass did.
Johnson says that's a classic example of someone having the best intentions, but...
That soil that was brought in was loaded with, I mean, it obviously came from somebody's beachside home, you know, based on the different plants that were there.
She says there are several ways that people around the community can help control the spread of invasive plants.
Maybe don't import soil in unless you know that it's weed-free or clean. Think about the plants that you're putting in your garden. If you're cleaning your garden and you just go, or your yard, and you just dump your weeds in the dirt somewhere else, well, you've just passed on that weed problem elsewhere.
Along with pulling out invasive plants, Johnson says the crew will also be revegetating the areas with native seeds. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.